This is Ozarks at Large. Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson signed into law a measure allowing medical providers the right to refuse certain non-emergency treatment to patients based on religious, ethical, or moral objections. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports.
Senate Bill 289, now Act 462, titled the Medical Ethics and Diversity Act, was sponsored by State Senator Kim Hammer, a Republican from Benton. The law enables healthcare institutions and providers to refuse to give care to a patient, even when medically necessary, for moral or religious reasons, except in an emergency. Dr. Joe Thompson is CEO and president of Arkansas Center for Health Improvement, ACHI for short, headquartered in Little Rock.
An example of this act would be an opioid addict who came for treatment and a provider did not believe in buprenorphine as a medical modality. They wouldn't have to tell the patient about that. That's a real-life potential example. A more extreme example is a patient could come wearing a MAGA hat or a Biden t-shirt, and the provider might just say, I don't want to treat you because of something about you. This is really a law that has broad reach and no safeguards for the patient.
Thompson says Arkansas laws made previous to Act 462 accommodate medical providers and institutions with strong religious or moral beliefs.
This law extends that to any service, and our ACHI board came out strongly with concerns about the potential for discriminatory practices by doctors, and those safeguards are not in what now is law in the state of Arkansas.
For example, pharmacists can now deny dispensing contraceptives to women. Hospitals can deny hormone therapy to transgender patients or refuse to dispense palliative pain medication out of concern it could end a life. Arkansas physicians can also now disregard a patient's end-of-life directive. The law makes sure to protect medical practitioners, providers, and institutions with religious and moral convictions from retaliatory litigation.
The trust is a critical component between a physician and patient interaction. And for decades, we have had informed consent, where the patient is the one that has optimal information about the medical treatments that are available. And this law really shifts that to where if a physician, a doctor, doesn't believe in a service because of an ethical or a moral or a perception, that they don't even have to tell the patient about that service anymore. And that leads to the real potential to have the possibility that doctors could discriminate without disclosing what medical therapies are available. This law is very broad and has the potential to cause, I think, a lot of harm.
Arkansas patients will be forced to screen medical providers for potential religious, moral, and possibly political bias.
So that it really is what the doctor believes in, which they are practicing then with the patient, as opposed to what historically has been true is the doctor might not want to provide palliative care, but they could let the patient know that it is available from another provider. This law now no longer requires the doctor to share that information.
Opponents say the law could limit medical research as well. The legislature refused to pass a similar bill in 2018, but Thompson says the political climate in Arkansas is ripe for such measures.
Well, I think one of the things that's going on is there is a hyper-focus on specific issues that are politically charged, and the extreme politics that we have in our General Assembly are enabling legislation like this to pass. And I think that's a concern. I have consistently said that I don't believe the practice of medicine. Every patient is unique. Every situation is somewhat entrusted to that patient-physician interaction. And for us to be passing laws about how medicine should be practiced is, I think, a slippery slope and a cause for real concern.
Opponents to the bill say medical care needs to be expanded, not contracted, especially in the midst of a devastating and ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. Regarding the new law, the ACLU of Arkansas says it is yet another brazen attempt to make it easier to discriminate against people and deny Arkansans the health care services they need. Act 462 will take effect this summer. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.